As Timor-Leste looks for new opportunities to fund their economy, Australia will enter a new partnership, jointly committing to fast-track the Greater Sunrise Gas Project by pledging at least a third of the revenue. But experts and environmental campaigners are sceptical of the economic sustainability and climate impacts of the gas project, while also raising serious questions around Australia's involvement in Timor-Leste's difficult history. The Wire's Sam Giorgio spoke with Suela Ali, Director of Climate Justice at Jubilee Australia Research Centre.
Their economy has largely depended on this petroleum fund, which has gotten revenue from mostly this very large oil and gas field in the Timor Sea called Bayundan, which has now been depleted. So this is why they're scrambling to find a new source of revenue. And the immediate sort of priority is this Greater Sunrise project in the Timor Sea, which is a very large, a couple of undeveloped gas fields. One of the big reasons that this project has been so delayed and contentious is because the Timor government wants the onshore processing, so turning the gas into LNG, to happen in Timor, whereas Australia wants it in Darwin. And the Timor government has actually already spent a significant amount of money on developing projects to support this processing, even though this project is so far from being realized. It's very much not the most sustainable option for the country's economy for a number of different reasons. The fact that Australia seems to be focusing on this as the sort of key thing to achieving Timor-Leste's ongoing development is very concerning.
Developing nations like Timor-Leste are facing the impacts of climate change before anyone else, especially wealthy countries like Australia. What does this say about Australia's intention to extract more gas out of the ocean, even promising them a third of the profits?
It's just so hypocritical. And as part of their sort of development program, they do recognize climate change as being a massive challenge for the country and increasing the frequency and intensity of disasters and offering support for disaster preparedness and resilience. The fact that they can, on the one hand, recognize that, but on the other hand, be encouraging the development of a major new gas project, it just doesn't make any sense. We can't afford to keep separating these two things. There's a lot of very skillful marketing that the fossil fuel lobby has done to convince us that gas is needed as part of the energy transition, but all the scientific evidence clearly disputes that.
How do you think Australia has balanced its relationship with Timor-Leste between its own national interests and the development of their country?
There's this really interesting book called Crossing the Line, Australia's Secret History in the Timor Sea by Kim McGrath. It goes into Australians' involvement in the Indonesian invasion and occupation of Timor-Leste. This has been going on for decades and decades. And there's some really disturbing revelations in this book where it's very clear from Australian government officials that what is in their national interest is securing these oil and gas reserves rather than, you know, supporting the independence of the Timorese people. And then that sort of seemingly flipped once actually got independence in Australia is then claiming to have this role in achieving that. I think it's just a clear demonstration of Australia's self-interest and hunger for fossil fuels.
What responsibility does Australia have with protecting and supporting Timor-Leste from environmental disasters?
We need to stop, firstly, expanding fossil fuel production and really commit to phasing out fossil fuels. That's the number one thing that the Australian government can be doing to reduce disasters, because as we know, continued fossil fuel production is just making the climate crisis worse. And then, of course, we have to already deal with the existing impacts. So providing finance for climate adaptation and also finance for loss and damages that have already occurred. So I think, yeah, Australia can definitely be providing more support there, and then support for more sustainable industries and more sustainable sources of energy like renewable energy, which will help Timor-Leste achieve energy security and again just be in a better place to manage disasters themselves.
Suela Ali, Director of the Climate Justice at Jubilee Australia Research Centre, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.